This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Who are there all the time. It's always nice to welcome new people in to the DJV program. It's Tuesday, the 21st of April. I'm Doug Steffen. The regulars are here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and then there's you and me. I'm Doug Steffen. By the way, there are a lot of new people who are tuning in. A lot of people are finding information to be the key to their success. I guess it depends on what kind of how you define sometimes in some people what information is and what it's all about. What we need to be thinking about. Everybody's different, so everybody kind of needs to. There's no group think here. You got to feel for yourself, think for yourself, be yourself. The feelings that you want to have, though, at the end of a discussion or listening time is that somehow there's something special that's come out of that time, something wonderful. And that's what I get from Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. It's some wonderful stuff. The focus on the COVID, I keep trying to pull myself away from this in my own attention span and on the radio as well, and I find it it's still hard to do because there are different stats every day and things that seem not to agree with what we told you yesterday. The risk of catching this thing, if you... All right, now, Kara, you go for often walks and jogs in that park that's near your home in Silver Springs, I was going to say Silver Lake. And so the idea about, we have a big park here that's next to my farm, and there have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in there every day. And, you know, they're talking about practicing that whole business of personal distance. So the question has come up when it comes to getting sick. Are we likely, if we run outside, to get this thing if somebody runs by you and coughs? There is a panel of disease experts, John Hopkins, who have answered questions like this, whether or not you can contract the disease by running by and coughing. There's a medium risk to that, apparently. So have you had that experience and you're running? Because I know that Victoria, you have been running on the beach there by your place.
I only run when people chase me. So.
I know. Right. Well, you run from one job to the next. That's kind of what you do. So, although, is Kara talking to Phil or is she listening to what we're talking about? Maybe she's not telling. She's not. Okay, all right. All right, so Victoria.
I can fill in here. Kara doesn't run. She's been hiking. So,
oh, hiking. All right, well, yeah, isn't that the same kind of thing? You're exposed to out in nature,
well,
that kind of stuff, where there are people
dying. Yeah, but I think a lot of people are more concerned with how, and Dr. Fauci has spoken about this, Dr. Birx has spoken about it, how long you have to be near, or how, there is a time, I think it's about a minimum of 10 minutes, where you need to be in direct contact with someone who has the virus in order for it to latch on to you. So if you are running by someone, that's something that is probably not going to put you at risk.
It probably,
but if you're
can
walking,
happen, but it's unlikely, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, and so I think the doctors at Johns Hopkins, when they're answering these types of questions, and we've been kind of trying to fill everybody in as much as possible when they answer these questions, you know, what's the risk of picking up your mail, and that was a higher risk, actually, and they're considering this to be medium risk. But if you're outside, you need to be covered. Your face has to be covered, just for your own safety, for other people's safety. It's not something, like if you're in an elevator, that's a high risk. Yeah, elevators are very high risk right now.
But even if you are in there one at a time by yourself, who's been in there 5 seconds
well,
before you?
Well, that's exactly it, because elevators are typically all metal, and so the virus we know lives on metal for several days. Some people say 9 days, some people say 3 days, but it's days. Everyone seems to agree on that. So, elevators are very high risk, so stay away from elevators if you can, and if you can't avoid an elevator, then, like if you live in a high-rise or whatever, then just make sure that you're touching those buttons with gloves and that you're disposing of the gloves immediately after you get out of the elevator is what a lot of doctors are saying, too.
In Los Angeles, they're still saying social distance when you're outside. So if you're not quarantining with the people that you're with, you're supposed to stay at least six feet away from them. And then it's kind of, depending on where you live, depending on the municipality, you either have to have a mask on or you don't when you're outside. I think, I don't know, like if I was just thinking for myself, I think in L.A. City you have to have a mask on every time you're outside. If I were going to go for a walk, because I've been doing that on the weekends just to get outside and get some vitamin D and just some sun and some exercise.
Walking in your neighborhood, or have you driven somewhere?
Yeah, believe it or not. Can you believe it? But you know what? It also toughens you up a little bit.
Good to know.
It raises my street cred when they see me out there. So I haven't been going with a mask, but I also haven't been near anybody. So
right. Same with me. We're walking the dogs. We take a very kind of circuitous route away from anybody. If we see anybody approaching 50 yards away, we just go in a different direction. So I haven't been wearing a mask if we're out walking the dogs. But in New Jersey, if you are not allowed in a store or to pick up takeout or anything like that if you don't wear a mask. So it's, you know, we're following the guidelines as closely as we can.
So that's a good, reasonable approach to the answer. What's the risk of catching this if somebody runs by you or if you're in an elevator or something like that? And I think we've heard sort of these bits and pieces of info, but this is a way of sort of putting it all together. Let's put all the information together and see if we can't have some sort of construct to what we do and how we're doing it. So let's answer another question here in a moment, and that is, how do you conserve cash dealing with your debt? How are you dealing with the money crisis that most of
us
are facing?
Definitely don't follow me around.
No. All right, well, we'll talk about that in a moment. First, or let's next take apart the idea of keeping you healthy by way of losing weight, by way of being smart about what you eat, that sort of thing. We're all eating a lot, and there's lots of pizza being consumed, among other things, if you don't believe that. The frozen pizza department in your local food factory there has jumped 92% in sales.
There's a shortage of frozen pizza.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Right.
I feel like we kind of could have predicted this, though, right? I don't think anyone saw the toilet paper thing coming. At least I never in a million years would have thought that would have been the first thing that would have gone out of every store. But hand sanitizer, obviously that makes sense. All the cleaning chemicals, that makes sense. But frozen pizza? I don't know. I feel like other things would have been...
$275 million worth of frozen pizza from the grocery store sold last month, 92% more than was sold in the month of March last year. So this shortage...
it's a cheap way to feed your family when you think about it.
And it's a cheap way to get fat.
If you're calling for delivery, it's at least, what, $30? And you can buy a DiGiorno for $5? It's a win. That's a bargain.
I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. We did the first weekend that we did a big shop.
I want you to be reliable, Victoria. Yeah. Never lie.
Well, not bragging about this, but we did stock up on frozen pizza.
So here's the latest.
They're not there anymore. So.
Well, so in order to get around that or to address that problem, Pizza Hut is going to deliver pizza that's sealed for your protection. They're putting tamper-proof safety seals on the large and medium-sized pizza. The safety seal has to be broken by a customer in order to get to the food. So how is that different from a piece of regular Scotch tape, you might ask? Unlike the simple sticker that Pizza Hut usually puts, this one requires perforation. It cuts through the safety seal and perforation make it difficult to remove them from a box without destroying the seal altogether. So once it's sealed, if it isn't sealed when you get it, you know somebody has been fiddling or somebody's gotten at it. So is this going to be an enhanced way for you to buy pizza from Pizza Hut? And will everybody else who delivers pizza through Uber Eats or Grubhub or whatever, are they going to want to do the same thing? What do we think?
They should. Because there was some weird stat about how many Uber Eats drivers admitted to eating the food. I know.
Like so stealing gross. A fry.
Yeah.
That is gross.
I didn't even think I can't even believe people admitted that they did that.
Oh, my God. Is that
well,
gross.
It was just one stick of my tongue in your milkshake. Sorry, sir.
Oh. All right. So if you've been eating a lot of pizza and you got a couple of extra pounds on your derriere or wherever it loads up, in the interest of helping you take care of yourself, the folks at Calitrin, internationally well known now, 24 years at helping people lose weight successfully, 86% success rate. It's a very simple formula. All you have to do, if you really care about your health, because you know the stats, again, we go over some of this stuff like how you don't want to be too close to anybody or you're going to catch the COVID, you have more of a chance of it. Well, now, 78% of the people who are having problems with the COVID are having problems because they're overweight. And by at least 30%, they're overweight. And all the surgeons that are looking at individual information, the collective info, all have come pretty much to an agreement that if you're not at optimum weight, you're at risk for getting this thing. So one of the many things to be thinking about, but then you get a lot of time. Maybe some of you are home more than you have been. So let's deal with this by going to toploss.com, using the code DJV, buying a supply for 3 months, three bottles, 3 months, regular price, get 3 months free. I've recommended from what I've experienced, keeping the weight off requires that you stay on this thing, or the sensible way to do it is to stay on this thing for 6 months. And that's what you do by only paying for 3 months, or if you want to stay 4 months, or you want somebody else to be on it with you, you get six, and then you pay for those six, and you get six free. It's double the order, no matter what, till the end of April, till we sort of get a handle on all this stuff. They want to help you lose the weight. Most cases of COVID are, again, according to even our own Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, with overweight people. Calitrin is the choice for people who are smart, people who are wanting to really get serious about weight loss and keep it off. No drugs, no stimulants, just good old American know-how, putting the formula together. The nurses that did it have they've done a wonderful service for all of you, all of us, because I've used Calitrin myself. Let's get to it. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and save. Not only do you get free shipping, but you get the ability to buy any number 3, 4 over that and get the same number free. That's all available as a service to you to lose the weight and keep healthy during all of this. Toploss.com. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Certainly recognize John Bon Jovi, who is the first person up in the queue here for our music focus. 24 past the hour now on the DJV program for Tuesday with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you, and John Bon Jovi, who announced yesterday that the band is canceling the upcoming tour over concerns regarding the situation health-wise. It was tweeted, quote, due to the ongoing global pandemic, it's no longer feasible for Bon Jovi to tour this summer. Given these difficult times, we've made the decision to cancel the tour entirely. This will enable ticket holders to get refunds, help pay their bills, or buy groceries. Oh, that's how you're going to pay your bills. Don't go to the Bon Jovi concert. There you go.
Well, hey, I think that's actually really considerate, because I've got concert tickets that... Or they said, oh, they're non-refundable, but, you know, you can resell them.
Screw you, and
you get half of what you paid for it. So I actually think that they're doing the right thing.
How do they have the balsam to do that? We're not going to give you your money back when you're not going to get anything for your money.
Here, this here's the deal. If they reschedule the show, they don't have to give you your money back. That's why Bon Jovi said, we're canceling so you can get your money back.
Okay.
And look, Bon Jovi knows people bought those tickets well into last year and paid hundreds of dollars probably per ticket. So I think they're actually being considerate. I'm giving them an A-plus here because a lot of other bands are not doing it.
You want to get your money back. It's kind of like the baseball tickets. One of the big stories in L.A. is that the Dodgers aren't refunding money. Well, none of the baseball teams are because the baseball season hasn't been canceled, but people could really use that money back right now. So.
That's right. North American Tour is supposed to kick off June 10th in Tacoma, Washington, and hit cities around the country and Canada, Vegas, L.A., Boston, Montreal, Madison Square Garden in New York, etc. Tour cancellation affects Bryan Adams, too. He was going to be the opening act for the Bon Jovi concert, so he can put that another scratch on the calendar for that one, another victim of the virus. Celine Dion up next here. his special television broadcast opportunity from the Canadians. Celine Dion, Shania Twain, Bryan Adams doing One World. Well, it's kind of the same thing, right, as what they did last Saturday night. This is called Stronger Together, this TV thing. Choose Ensemble. How's that? Two. You don't pronounce it. Two.
Very good. Different.
Choose Ensemble. Host the celebrities like Celine and Shania, Bryan Adams, Michael Bublé, Sarah McLachlan, Howie Mandel, Will Arnett, Jason Priestley, Alicia Cara. Who knew these people were all Canadians, right? A one-hour event broadcasting on CTV and CBC, Global Television, City TV Networks, on the 26th, which is, I think, Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's Saturday, yeah. Well, Sunday. 20 million people watched the At Home Together concert.
Yeah.
So even if Canada even gets a fraction of that, which this is going to be streamed on a lot of websites, so a lot of other people from around the world will also watch it.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can raise some money, too. You know, it's,
money will be...
Gaga's thing was like 130 million,
27,
right?
Yeah, close to it. Yep. Yeah, so the money's going to go to the Food Banks Canada, which is providing funds and food bank information, all kinds of stuff, the food itself, all across Canada. U.S. and Global Citizens One World Together at Home event featured appearances with Gaga, The Stones, McCartney, Stevie Wonder, Taylor Swift, Oprah, Elton, Casey Musgraves, Alicia Keys, John Legend, Chris Martin. He raised a lot of money. And you can still give, by the way, if you want, under that circumstance. So it's good. A lot of people giving a lot of time to help out. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, in the news, reports surfaced he might be in grave condition after heart surgery. He is 36 years old. Kim recently missing the celebration of his grandfather's birthday party on April 15th, fueling speculation about his health. He had been seen 4 days earlier at a government meeting. President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashed inches to a historic low of -$37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
We're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Gas prices across the country on average down more than 4 cents a gallon. The national average at $1.79. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Prices now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
The coronavirus has caused a major drop in demand for gasoline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will drop even more.
Gas prices across the country will likely continue declining as oil prices last week saw a $5 weekly plunge, some 25%, with prices showing little signs of life.
Because of coronavirus, crime down across the country, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
A Bloomberg News analysis study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped, especially the incidence of violent crimes such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tuesday, April 21st version of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. How can you deal with the debt? How are you fighting the money crisis? Well, we were just talking about Don Bon Jovi has canceled their tour, and people are getting all their money back, because that's what happens, according to Victoria. If you use the word cancel in the announcement, then you can get all your money back, and that helps you pay your bills, according to John. And certainly it will when you consider the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars that a lot of people pay. Let's say you were in a date, or you bought tickets for four people or family, whatever it is. You could spend $1,000 without blinking an eye. So right now, $1,000 for most people means a lot. And so I think that's very thoughtful, frankly. The lockdown, which is the new normal in our lives, is requiring us to stay inside. Our spending habits are different. Don't you think all of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, I know my spending habits are certainly different. It isn't the opportunity for me. It just is I'm being very conservative because I don't know whether I'm going to get help through the PPP or not. I'm told that I will to help the program. But, you know, who knows whether that really is going to, you don't really know. So you got to deal with the basics and the necessities. Remember that song from Disney, "The Bare Necessities of Life Will Come to You"? Well, what are your necessities? Think about that. What are Jennifer, your necessities? What do you have to have versus what you would like to have? And are you spending any discretionary money at all, or is it all just what you need?
The only thing that I admit to right now, I notice I'm spending more on groceries because I'm not really eating out and we're not socializing at all. So I'm spending more on groceries, but I'm also not wasting as much as I do usually during the week, which I'm so proud of because I used to be so annoyed every time I'd go through my refrigerator and I go, oh, these berries, I should, you know, that whole number.
Right.
But, so I'm doing better in that respect. The only thing that's been discretionary for me, actually two things that I'll admit to. DSW. So
wait a minute. There was a pause there that I'll admit to. So what does that then beg the question? Yes.
DSW has been having really good sales, and DSW never goes on sale. And I've been cleaning out my closet, so I have refreshed some of my shoes.
There we go.
The other thing I will admit to is that Kate Spade was having a huge sale, like 75% off. And so I actually did some Christmas shopping already.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Which I think is a nut job. Oh,
which
my
is
God.
Pretty smart because I thought, you know what? Wow. Why wouldn't I just a little bit through the year instead of bankrupting myself when I'm already bankrupt at the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
I have a nut job.
So there you go.
That's so right. Funny.
So but then, Victoria, how are you dealing with it? What do you find necessary and what are you going without?
Well, you know, like Jen, we've realized that we were eating in restaurants a lot, and it's easy to do where we live because we live in this little, like, village that has a lot of, it's a mixed
neat
space, commercial, lots of little restaurants and stuff, and so I realized that we were really eating at restaurants a lot, so that's definitely changed. We're spending a lot more on groceries, which seems like it's a big hit, you know, up front if you spend $200 on groceries or $150, but then we also realized that's only, like, not even two dinners out, you know, if you think about it. So we're saving money a lot there. And then I think, unfortunately, I love going to spin class, but, you know, spin class, I haven't had it, and it's been canceled now for a month and a half. So I bought a spin bike, and I've been doing online classes at home. I don't know that I'm ever going to spend that money again on spin class, which will help save. We're spending more on booze, because everyone does. I've spent... what else? That's pretty much it. I feel like I've been trying to kind of replicate our outdoor life. I feel like I'm a bunker person now, so I don't need to really leave. I have everything here now that we used to have from the outside world. I feel like one of those mole people.
So you're answering a question that hasn't been asked yet, but it's good to know what I'm asking right now, what you're doing about being careful with the cash, but what going forward, how will this change your life? You just suggested a couple of things like the spin class.
Yeah.
And so we'll think little about it, but then there are those businesses. That business depends on you going there and paying your monthly fee and all that stuff.
I'm very conflicted about that because it's a local, it's not a chain. It's a locally run, female-owned business that I really love. So maybe I'll go like once a week or once every few weeks just to help, help them get back on their feet. But I feel like I definitely don't need to spend the monthly package anymore at all.
This is certainly, if nothing else, a rehearsal for frugal living.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of what will change in the new normal. That's my read on it anyway, that the new normal is going to be a reflection of what you have had to do taking this huge hit and all the people who you haven't lost your jobs. There are a lot of people listening now who have lost their jobs. And that's a secondary thing to this conversation, but the unemployment deal is a mess. the people filing, at least here in Massachusetts. I don't know how it is in Connecticut. I mean, in California or in New Jersey.
Jersey was rough at the beginning. My brother and sister-in-law both had to file for unemployment, and so it was very difficult. I talked to him yesterday. He just got his first.
So what happened? What happened when he got his pink slip? What happened with his mind? So, I mean, psychologically, what did he go through? Is he going through?
Seasonal worker, so he's kind of in a weird position because he works with Monmouth Park Racetrack, and so they don't know if that's going to open up or not. I don't know what's going to happen with it. So he was entitled, because he's considered to be a gig worker, so he was entitled to that new provision for
gig workers. That's right. That's just new people figuring that out. In Massachusetts, they didn't figure it out, so gig workers were on the street, and they had no place to go until, I think, yesterday. So that whole this is another reality that people, government, people as you pay your taxes, are going to have, the IRS is a complete mess. As it has been.
Well, that's another thing. We just filed our taxes yesterday, so who knows? I was shocked. We're actually going to get a tiny, tiny refund, but I don't know how long that's going to take to process. Yeah. We're e-filing, so I'm hoping it'll kind of be normal, but who knows?
I wouldn't count on that.
Yeah.
So the thing that is still, I think, in people's minds, and probably is good. I don't like to be on the downside, but I think, if you're prepared for the worst, and maybe this is late coming to the game because we're already well into this. This is the second month for many people that is going to turn into 3 months next month. A lot of these places are still not going to open up, even though places like in Georgia, Governor Kemp says that certain businesses will be able to reopen this week and a small step forward. What businesses are those? Fitness centers, bowling alleys, body art studios, barbers, hair and nail salons, massage therapy businesses can open on Friday. Theaters and restaurants can open next Monday. Bars and nightclubs will remain closed. How much of
a
problem has this been?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. But how do you open a gym and then say that a theater is and a bar and nightclubs still have to be closed? I don't understand the difference, because gyms are
they're
going to
be open on Monday.
Shut down.
Yeah.
I know, but they're keeping bars and nightclubs closed. But gyms were one of the first things that got shut down because everyone started, as we were learning about the virus, everything in a gym is all metal. So the virus lives and thrives on all metal in those circumstances. So I don't know how safe that really is. I think you can go to a salon, and I think you can have limited numbers of people or barbershops. You can wear a mask. Your technician can wear a mask. I think you can, the body art thing, you can go and get a tattoo. I think those things you can do in a controlled environment, but the gyms would make me a little nervous.
So going forward, borrowing money, the government programs that Jennifer and I have applied for our businesses, mostly, I think it was 66% or 72% of it is basically a grant, as long as it's used to pay the people that you have working with you. And so that's not borrowing, but a lot of people are trying to borrow, get better credit cards or more credit cards or whatever it is, because they want to keep spending. But the high-cost loans, my God, when you consider it's 27%, what is it? What's a credit card like 27%, right? If you don't have, if you're not secure, because I'm not sure that we've seen all the layoffs or all, I think a lot of stuff is going to shake out after things return to whatever the new normal is. So I wouldn't be borrowing a lot of money, frankly. I would liquidate assets that you don't need. Certainly, if you don't have a job and you can't pay off your debts that you need, you have to pay off, then selling a lot of stuff. Look around your homes. A lot of people are selling a lot of things. Flea markets galore will come. You can't get together now and have them, but as soon as we'll be open for business, I think you're going to see flea markets everywhere. I'm actually thinking of doing a weekly one at the farm.
It's actually a great idea. And I think there's a lot of people who we're going to have to see how they feel out there, because how many people are going to be willing to go to a theater or a gym? Have people done what Victoria has done already and gotten used to exercising outdoors since the weather's warming up, or bought something for their own homes? There's been a run on exercise equipment. So it'll be interesting to see what people's behaviors are, because we've created habits. We're going on like 40 days, I think, for the most part, and people are changing the way they
don't
operate.
Be buying stock. Don't be doing things that are speculative, especially if you don't have a job. But even if you do have a job, I wouldn't be buying things, you know, real estate prices.
$500 of Carnival stock. Come on.
It's okay, we put our the stimulus money that we got, we put into our little investment account. So I actually think that right now is a good time. Because
if you're in it for the long haul,
if you leave it there, it is. Yeah. But don't be going playing, you know, play the in-and-out game.
No.
Today is National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. Where's my little girl? She's right here. She just came into the studio. There's some pictures of her. What's a little girl? Oh, my God. There's Daisy May. Hi, Daisy. You want to say hi to everybody? Can you do a little snort? Yeah? Okay.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, it's like she came in on cue. She just walked in here when I said it's National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. Whether it's a French bulldog, an American bulldog, English bulldog, Daisy's an English bulldog, the glamour of the bulldog, there's a whole, I don't know if I put, I will put it, I'll post it on the my own Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. There's a picture of Daisy just for Easter with the Easter bunny, but she's, when she goes to the farm every day with the play group, she's digging a hole, and the hole keeps getting deeper, and yesterday they sent me a picture of her sitting in the hole. She's quite a good-looking girl anyway, but it's just kind of that sweetness, the cuteness, the sweetest thing. And I find these dogs, I've had the two of them in my life, and I never thought I'd find one that would be, I worried about it when I got Daisy, because Charlotte was so close to me, and still is. But this dog is, she's different. She has a different, you know, she's a different personality, like we all personally have different. So it isn't that I'm comparing her. I thought I would compare her to Charlotte all the time, and I don't. She's her own little girl, and she's quite the friendly girl. I had her out on the we have the walkway next to the house here, connects to the big, well, both this, my house and the farm connect to a huge 800-900 acre state park, and people run in it all the time. And so when they see her, they wonder whether she's friendly. She'd run down the woman that went by us yesterday. Daisy just takes off after her. And so it's nice to have that kind of friendship. I think that's what it is. In 1600, the first bulldog sailed across the ocean to come to America. The Bulldog Club was started in 1875, based in the UK. Oldest breed club in the world. Founders established a club to promote the breeding of pure bulldogs. The American Kennel Club recognized bulldogs officially as a breed in 1886. In 1922, Jiggs, a bulldog, was enlisted to serve in the Marine Corps. I remember that picture, actually. So this year, or last year, actually, the Beautiful Bulldog Contest turned 40 years old. Takes place at Drake University in Des Moines, which is the home of the Bulldogs, the name of the team. Contestants walk in the pageant. They run, and, you know, do the runway thing, show off their costumes. They look silly in the tutus, but they still do it. So, anyway, that's what National Bulldog Day is all about. And that's what it's all about. I was going to do a little dance. But you remember, left foot in, left foot out.
Daisy, the hokey pokey.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. I am going to post those pictures. She's looking at me right now and saying, I need a pee. Hi, Jennifer. We need to know what's going on the television screen. I see that Tom Lester from Green Acres passed away at the age of 81. He had Parkinson's. So Ed, was it Dawson? That's what it was. He said, I was always saying, golly, Mr. Douglas. He's kind of...
Okay. Golly.
Golly. So passing, he beat out 400 other actors to play the part. It's Ebb, not Ed, right? Ebb Dawson. All right.
So what's on tonight?
I would like to know what's on tonight. Yes, please.
All right. I think the big winner for tonight is Let's Go Crazy. It's the Grammy salute to Prince. And ooh. Maya Rudolph apparently has a Prince cover band named Princess. And nice. She is going to MC the two-hour concert. It was shot back in January, and it's got Earth, Wind, and Fire, Foo Fighters, John Legend. This is tonight on CBS at 9 o'clock.
All right. It's 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for Victoria to shine once again with her knowledge, her complete, ultimate knowledge of the world of technology as it applies to Joe Schmo and everybody else who, like me, doesn't have a clue. This is important information. Even after you explain some of this stuff, though, I still don't have a clue. But it's okay. It's nice for
me to
listen.
Well, then that means I'm not doing my job well because I'm supposed to be a tech translator. So I guess that's...
Oh, that's good. I have to remember that. Victoria, the tech translator. All right. So what's a? Here's the first translation. Plasma bot.
Well, this is from Microsoft. They're launching a self-screening tool for people to check whether or not they qualify to donate their plasma with the hopes of creating a treatment for those with COVID-19. So the tool is part of Microsoft's work with a group called COVID-19 Plasma Alliance. When someone, and we've heard our Dr. Ken talk about this, Dr. Jack talk about it, when someone has a virus, any virus, their immune system then produces antibodies to fight the virus. So once you've recovered from it, those antibodies are in your blood. blood. And so the thinking about these plasma trials is that as soon as you are recovered, meaning you have no more symptoms of COVID-19, you are at least 72 hours without a fever, without taking any medication to reduce a fever, and you've had 7 days of, you know, just feeling healthier. So that is where you're in that recovery window. At that time, now people are, a lot of researchers are starting to take plasma donations from people who've recovered, and then they're trying to come up with a treatment. So Microsoft wants to fast track this because this is something that really needs to happen quickly, and it's not a vaccine, but a treatment that could really be effective. And so once the infected person is recovered, they take the antibodies, and then they inject those antibodies into another person who hasn't had the virus yet, and then that gives them the chance and with the hope that they, if they do come in contact with the virus, that they will be immune to it. And so it's essentially, it works very similarly to a vaccine, but this is a faster way because, you know, as we've talked about, vaccines take a long time to go through trials and things like that. And so now, this is actually not a new treatment. And believe it or not, this plasma treatment, the antibody treatment, was used to treat diphtheria in the 1890s. So some of this old medicine is really coming back. It also was used effectively during the 1918 flu pandemic that you love to talk about, the Spanish flu. So that was also used back then. And it's something that they're really moving forward with. Plasma infusion have been used to treat SARS, measles, chickenpox, things like that. So some early information of COVID-19 suggests that plasma infusions have helped some patients' recovery time, but it's still too early to know exactly how effective the treatment is. So Microsoft wants to fast-track this. And also, you know, I have friends who have recovered now from the virus who are going to be donating plasma. And so it's an easy, simple thing to do, quick little blood donation, and you could really, you know, potentially save a lot of lives.
Help,
so I would encourage
people.
Everyone. Yep.
Yep. All right, here's Disney providing even more stay-at-home content.
The Geek Out.
Good old Disney's trying to help out during self-isolation. First, if you're a parent and having some problems getting the little ones to hit the hay, Disney has brought back the popular bedtime story hotline. Yep, you dial 877-7-MICKEY, and you're treated to a goodnight message after picking from Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Minnie, or Mickey. Just one message per call, and it runs through the end of April. Now, over at Disney+, the streaming service is trying to serve those hungry for more Mandalorian by releasing an 8-part making of docuseries. The Mandalorian behind-the-scenes stuff launches on May 4th, yes, Star Wars Day, and yes, shooting for Season 2 was complete before the virus shutdown, so don't worry.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, here's some news from Facebook, yet banning more information, Victoria.
Well, they're banning misinformation. So they're taking the promotion of protests that violate social distancing rules. They are taking those events down. And so promotions for anti-quarantine protests have happened in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska. They've already been removed after Facebook consulted with those states' governments. And Facebook is also looking for guidance from New York, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, because they want to make sure that if someone is saying, hey, we're going to organize this protest, if it violates the state's mandates right now, then Facebook says they're taking this down. Mark Zuckerberg gave an interview on Good Morning America, and he said, quote, I think a lot of the stuff that people are saying that is false around a health emergency like this can be classified as harmful misinformation. Duh, of course it is. But since January, Facebook said it's been removing these claims. Some people are talking about fake cures for COVID-19, so Facebook is actively working to take them down. And then several groups have been planning these protests. And then Facebook is saying, if it's violating social distancing, then we're taking them down. So you have to promote it somewhere else.
There it is. It's 59 past the hour.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Pastor packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.